I happened by this place called the Heart of Wilmington Motel, and I thought an inspiration occurred. I'm going to get a job as a bellman. I'm going to make big tips. So I went in and I spoke to the manager. His name was George Sappho. The man I would come to call Mr. George. And I said, I'd like to be a bellman. And he said, yeah, well, I don't have any openings for bellman, but I do have an opening for a busboy. Can you start tonight? And I thought, I didn't even know what a busboy was, but I said, okay. So I had a job at what the restaurant in the heart of Wilmington was called the Buchan Room. And as Louis and Casablanca might have said, that began a beautiful relationship. Mr. George took me under his wing, and really he was a second father to me. I really learned a lot about what it was to be a man by his example and how he talked to me and trained me. And I still have this little notebook over here with just the meticulous notes on everything he wanted me to do, you know, in terms of waiting on tables and bussing tables and room service. And I could have been anything in that place, I think. So it was a marvelous relationship until the night of April 4th, 1968. April 4th was a day or afternoon, I think, Martin Luther King was assassinated. And I was there in the restaurant, and, you know, of course, the whole staff in the kitchen is black, and all the patrons are white, of course. And wandering through that crowd, as the word of his assassination spread while I was there, there was a real unsettling tone of almost happiness. From the patrons, but the patrons did not try to suppress their joy, some of them. It was absolutely, I don't have any civil rights experience or anything, but I was appalled. And something changed in me that day. And then...
How was the kitchen taking the... What was the kitchen reaction
folks
in the kitchen?
Were devastated. I mean, they were weeping. And so, and then they were afraid because then riots ensued, as they did all over the country that night. And the National Guard was called in. So they were afraid they would not even be able to get home. So they asked me, they implored me, you might say, take us home. Please take us home. And I said, I'd be happy to take it. I knew these people. They were more part of me as just like Mr. George. I still remember the name, Willie and Ruth, the cooks. So we're taking them into the black community, and the National Guard's there, and the bumper falls off. And it sounds as though a gunshot. I mean, just like a gunshot. So we're immediately surrounded, taken from the car, and thrown on the hood of the car, searched and questioned. And
I bet they wish they'd gotten a different ride. Well,
they were scared to death. I felt so bad for them being such a lame, ride. But I had to take them every night for a number of nights. And every night we were questioned. What's this white guy doing with these two black people?
You mean going in and out of the community?
In and out, trying to get them home at night. So I stayed on for a few weeks, and then one day I said to Mr. George, I got to go. And he said, what are you talking about? You are like a son to me. But I quit, and I just got on a Greyhound bus and went. I didn't know where I was going. I just had to go. I had to get out of Wilmington. It was just not right. Something wasn't right.